Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A quick rant of truth here. I'm just going to give the irony of what's going to happen. I'm going to give another patented projection here and maybe do some related thoughts. So the latest news is that through all kinds of support for the Ukraine, what seemed to be a losing battle, losing war, seems to be winnable by Ukraine. And now the Ukrainians are going to start writing the history books, because remember, history is written by the liars and the victors, and it's never been more the former than merely the latter, as it has been now, because the media is all in one direction and they don't have nuance. When somebody doesn't have nuance, I then just consider them liars when they're supposed to report with specifics and with context. So the history books are going to read that thanks to NATO and the United States, the Ukrainians won their war. They got out of their misery. And what they're not going to read is what I told you many episodes ago about Noam Chomsky and the real reason that the Ukrainians have gone through this misery. Yes, it is true that Putin had to make the decision, but no less than Noam Chomsky said prior to the invasion that it is as clear as the sun following the night, the day following the night, that we were incentivizing a war in the Ukraine because we were giving Russia an existential crisis, an existential threat that they told us very clearly. Meanwhile, all the articles, speaking of the history being the draft of history being the news, and that draft being written by liars. What is the madman Putin thinking? Well, as I've discussed on other episodes, he's thinking what he's saying. Back in the 90s, you said, we will not step an inch closer to the former Soviet Union, to Russia. We promise not an inch in your direction with NATO. And instead, we've continued to advance and advance and advance and advance, including now what they at least consider, hey, at least this country should be neutral. There are parts of this country that are at least pro-Ukraine. And oh, by the way, those republics in the South are what some could be considered having humanitarian crises as those republics in the South are not being allowed to secede. And nobody's talking about that. But regardless, from Russia's point of view, just don't come closer. You've come all this way when you said you weren't. Do not make this a militarily strategic country for NATO. Don't do it. Do not do it. Do not do it. We've told you, if we told you once, we've told you 1,000 times, you keep incurring further towards us when you said you were not. You are not keeping your word. You must stop now. You must stop now. Now, I know on the one hand, if the context really was, what is the madman thinking? Then you can definitely say, we have helped stop the war. But in reality, even then, it's really a proxy war. NATO and the U.S., a proxy war is what this non-elected president has gotten us into, because he's the one who baited Russia into it and all but made them nearly force their hand as a country with an existential crisis. And so now the Ukrainians and others, the history books will read that the Ukrainians and the NATO and NATO were the heroes, when in reality they created the existential crisis that basically made the war happen. It induced the war. It induced the misery and the death and the destruction and the displacement. When anybody with a brain who's looking at the big picture knows that we are creating an existential crisis when Russia gave us the second, third, and fourth, and fifth, and sixth through tenth last warnings, we still continued, and then Russia invaded. So is it true that without context that we might help this war end? Yes. But is it also true that without us, it may not have happened? Now, it may have, but we're not thinking with maybes. We're thinking in the reality of the situation that we are the ones who said, you know what? Our international war against anybody who's going against the global elite. We now have America because we have the incredibly bribable and blackmailable Joe Biden in office. We have America as the international elites, and we have some powers still trying to oppose us. And I will say that's what it is. America is no longer the last best hope for freedom. That's always what I've said. As I've always said this, as screwed up as we are, our institutions are the last best hope of an example of a properly free country. And I believe our documents still are, but our administration is no longer. I mean, it's possible we can get this back, but it's hard to know because we went through 2 years of professionals can't have their own opinions to practice the art of medicine. We went through two and a half years of if you try to do that, you will be, you will have reputation assassination, character assassination, and have the environment become so politicized that the professional boards will decertify you, will take away your license. And now then we had a president acting as a super legislature in a totally unprecedented way that was eventually found to be unconstitutional. And that president had to have known. His legal team had to have known. This is unprecedented and unconstitutional to imagine that you can tell every single employer above 100 people what all of their employees must do. They had to have known that was unconstitutional, that is too super legislative. One person standing on behalf of 535 separate representatives hired directly and locally, rather elected directly and locally. He had to have known that. His legal team had to have known that. And yet he still acted as though he had the right, the taking on the power, just like any banana republic. The difference between a regular working, fair, and just country and a nightmare banana republic is that somebody tries to take on powers, and then historically what happens is that the bluff does not get called. The bluff of the framework of the societies does not get called when the would-be tyrant becomes the active tyrant and just assumes powers, literally makes the assumption that, you know what, I know what the document says, and you know what, I'm going to assume that I have it anyway. And then that dictator waits for somebody to have the balls to stand up to him or her, and when they don't, there's the end of the story. And this is where we are as a country right now. So at least as currently constituted at the top levels, and unless until we get some reform to get rid of the precedents that have been set in the last 2 years, we are no longer the best hope of freedom around the world. the last best hope, the last best example. And therefore, in that context, not because he invaded Ukraine, no, but because there needs to be at least an opposition to what has turned into a world leadership. No longer do we have 50 separate environments in the United States. Now, some of that's going on because we have guns, and so that's what separated us from Australia and their absolute tyranny based on a seasonal novel disease that they continue to act as though it's still novel and still the Black Plague. So their entire tyranny. But now what we've seen is that plenty of countries were taking different approaches. And much like opposing the petrodollar and opposing the banksters saying you must borrow from us when you create money, you don't get to create it yourself, we find that countries that were taking different approaches eventually had to toe the COVID line. We find that those countries are now a reflection of the COVID tyranny, and there's only a few big opponents to that, one being Putin for all of his imperfections. And so when these people imagine that the U.S. and NATO rescued them from the tyranny of Putin, little do they know, and you know, hopefully someone helps them remember, we are the ones who started it. We are the ones. The global elite, through American and NATO leadership, are the ones who said, is this worth the proxy war to try to defeat Russia? Absolutely. The demolition of the Ukrainian peace, of Ukrainian society, of deaths of Ukrainian citizens and young men in the armed forces, absolutely worth it. That's what those powers that be said. They're the ones who said, yes, a war is worth it here. And now you are going to also understand that once this happens, that you're just on the right side, but on the right side of a bunch of tyranny that goes thereafter. It will not be any kind of occasion for global celebration, even though that's what it will be seen as. Because as you know by this time, if you're awake but not woke, that anything that the main narrative says is worthy of celebration, and anything that is worthy of concern, the opposite is true. I'll leave you with one other related thing I saw. Literally, I just couldn't believe it. When I pointed out Amazon as a main benefactor of economy shutting down, I talked about it on Chemology 411. When I pointed out that, isn't that interesting that how much extra business they get from the idea that people are too scared to go out, that they are making sure that they're seen as heroes and they're, oh, much easier millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollar ad campaigns. And they make sure they've got their face masks on in their factories with a smile on the face mask. We're now 2.5 years removed almost. And what do I see on a 60 Minutes with segment with Leslie whoever? Oh, the Amazon workers are asking for hazard pay. And oh my God, because of after all, they're in a factory and COVID. No longer novel. How many times do we have to go over these basic facts? All right. Vitamin D, always your best weapon, along with the rest of your immunity. And yet we have Amazon both getting the story out there that this is worthy of a strong workers union, or maybe not a union, just maybe you a worker speaking up of literally getting hazard pay. What that really, and they're entertaining it and letting 60-minute stories that are 20-minute segments being aired about it. That is nothing more than the longer we continue this farce of a narrative that a disease that is otherwise novel for exactly one season or less is, and that's the only time it's of a danger when it's newly novel, at least a danger on a general level, not those folks who can just die of a regular respiratory illness. The longer that we can push that into the 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 year scenario, the more we help our bottom line, the more we destroy local brick and mortar stores that are our competition. And that's all that narrative is about. Guys, it's all a farce, and you've got to look past it. Okay, thanks for listening.